Well, I'd say it's a great honor, and you know, I think we all take it in stride and know that you know, it's a team accomplishment. You know, I think that winning obviously is a big factor in, you know, deciding on which guys from which teams go. And you know, we've had a great season this year, and a lot of guys have really worked hard, and a lot of these guys deserve this. And you know, personally, I just, you know, feel honored to be among those guys.
What advice are you gonna give the Mackens? It's COVID.
Not much, not much. Yeah, we'll all figure it out. We're planning on surfing a lot, you know, because 310 to 20 pound milky white guys look great on a surfboard. So,
what kind of SPF are those guys going to be?
Lots. Yeah. So, all right, good talk. You guys are awesome. Seriously. You
guys on the right side of the line, jealous?
No. You know, I don't think anybody expects anything. You know, we all come in here and we all put in the same amount of hours, and we all work hard at doing, you know, our individual job. Like I said, this is a team honor. Without the rest of these guys playing well and without our success, you know, this wouldn't be possible for any of us. So, you know, we're pretty pleased, obviously, but we have a lot of other goals to work on so far.
Could you scout out the place to eat for you guys out there last year when you were there, so you guys will have a place to go?
Yeah, we usually let our noses lead us into that the right spot for the food. I'm sure we'll be well fed. Yeah, that's usually never an issue.
What is for the offensive line this year in keeping the sack totals low, interception totals low, keeping, you know, Tom pretty clean? What's been the difference?
Well, you know, we've been fairly healthy. You know, Steve's obviously you know, been in and out a little bit, but you know, for the most part, I think we've been pretty healthy, and you know, we got a great group of guys. You know, we enjoy each other's company, we enjoy working together. You know, we've got a lot of camaraderie, and you know, really, I mean, I think we've just taken it upon ourselves to try to improve each week and do all the little things, especially in the off season. You know, most of these guys were around. I think our whole line was here in the off season, so I think that all paid off. You know, a lot of hard work and just you know, understanding how our system works and what we need to do.
And how big has the continuity been? Most of you guys, I think maybe except for Ryan, have been here at least 3 years. How big has that been?
Yeah, I mean, it's been huge. The last 3 years have been, you know, great learning experiences. Each year you come out and you say you want to do it better, and I think that we've, you know, tried to improve each season. And this year has kind of been, you know, it's culminated in us understanding each other and really getting to know what the guy next to us is doing. And like you said, we've just been fortunate enough to stay healthy and stay together. And that's a big part of offensive line play.
Matt, this is not a 1-14 or a 1-13 team coming in, obviously. These guys still get after, especially defensively as well.
That is the last time the camera guy is allowed to ask the question, darn it. You are not a one-man operation. I'm sorry. That was awesome. I wasn't expecting it. I thought maybe there was another guy back there. We don't look at records. You know, really, records don't mean anything. We all know that. You know, any given Sunday, that's how it is in this league. And you know, we don't take anything for granted. You know, whatever teams come in here, we've talked about it all season. We're gonna get their best shot. And this is obviously, you know, this is a divisional game that you know, these guys have come up here and put up some big numbers on us in the past. And we've been down there and had a pretty good record and walked away with a loss. So, you know, for us, this is going to be a very physical game. It's going to come down to, you know, doing all the little things right and just out-executing them. That's what we're going to have to do. So, big week.
Matt, you talked about goals. What are the goals going forward, say, over the next couple games?
Well, you know, constantly improving. I mean, we always talk about in December playing your best football so that you can, you know, take that momentum into the postseason. And, you know, for us, you know, offensively, you know, we got to continue to do some of the things that we've done well, and we got to, you know, get better at some of the things that we haven't done so well, especially in the last few games. You know, but, you know, we set our goals high. We have a lot of goals each week, and, you know, it's never perfect out there, unfortunately. So there's always something to work on, and you know, we're going to just keep doing all the little things, and hopefully we can get a little better over the next two.